What's up, guys? It's Daniel out of Motivation. Today we're going to be talking about accountability, everyone's favorite word. That's a joke, because many people don't want accountability because that would cause discomfort, because then they might have to confront their sins. They might have to confront work ethic. They might have to confront not having a true walk with the Holy Spirit. They might have to confront the Word of God versus their lifestyle, and that gets uncomfortable. What does the Word of God say about a person living in sin? What does the Word of God say about turning away from sin? What does the Word of God say about divorce? What does the Word of God say about a pastor leading a church if they are divorced? These are questions you should look up for yourself. It's time we did our own homework. It's time we as Christians not only called ourselves Christians, but stop sucking the milk of the word and got into the deep, deep, deep meat of the word. Right? Oh no, that's uncomfortable. But let's get this party started. So we're talking about it. Accountability. Who is holding you accountable? And are they a friend? Or are they somebody outside of your circle that can look at your circle, know your situation, understand where you're at, but give you a true perspective? A lot of times we get accountability and it's inside of our circle. You have to be careful with this because you might get a biased opinion. You might get the opinion of family, friends, and sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that's a bad thing because you're not seeing the whole thing from an outsider's point of view, right? A lot of times we as Christians or individuals make decisions based on inside circle knowledge, inside circle opinion, but we also have to have outside opinion. And when we're talking about outside opinion, a lot of people don't consider accountability with the Holy Spirit. Accountability to what makes God upset. Accountability to who outside of my circle is going to hold me accountable if I screw up in this area, or if I don't follow through on my book, or if I don't do this or I don't do that. Like, I'm talking to you guys about this, but the bigger issue is, in accountability, we all think we know this. We all think we know that. It's safe to assume we know nothing. A lot of times when you start talking about accountability, the people that are sensitive, the people that don't like correction, those are the people that need it the most. The people that are talking bad about other people all the time, but never willing to go to the Word. If all somebody does is talk bad about the situation, but never goes to the Word, there's an issue there. And if someone justifies what they're saying, blah, 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 by the Word, there's probably still an issue there. Why? You shouldn't even have to justify. The Word should stand on its own. You don't need to justify anything. There's nothing in the book that's a lie. So let's go through this real quick. I'm just going to give you guys one verse. James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. How powerful and effective are you being if you don't have accountability? If you don't reach out for what you need to do? So iron sharpens iron, and the best way for that to happen is for you to have accountability. That means scheduled accountability. I have two people I'm held accountable to, and then I have God, so I guess I have three technically. But if you don't have accountability, you're not going to be successful. You're never going to finish your goals. You're always going to wonder why this, why that. You're never going to grow as a person, because the only opinion you have is yours and your friends. So it's important that we have accountability, because it stretches you and challenges you. And it causes you to address characteristics and issues that are only going to better you, are only going to allow you to become a better person, only going to allow you to have more self-discipline. But dude, let me tell you right now, if you're caught in a situation where every time someone says something, it's upsetting you, or every time someone's saying something, you can't handle it, maybe it's time to either A, confront them, or B, get out of the situation. What am I talking about here? I'm talking about not letting the outside perspective ruin you with worldly desires, worldly choices. Now, this is the flip side of accountability. It is absolutely highlighted in Sharpie, in yellow, circle in red. Essential that your outside accountability is not worldly, is totally on fire with God, has a morning schedule with God, is hungry for the Lord. There's obvious fruit, right? There's obvious connection with the Holy Spirit. And I'm gonna add one to this, and I'm gonna hear a lot of crap, and I really don't care, because this is something that you gotta have, dude. Okay, so yeah, accountability outside, yeah, fruit. What kind of miracles have you seen in this person's life? Yeah, I went there. Most people aren't gonna go there. The reason why is because there are no miracles. The reason why is because there's no real connection. The reason why is because that relationship with God is lacking. Because if the relationship with God wasn't lacking, there would be solid fruit. There would be obvious signs of miracles. There would be obvious signs that this person has been led by God. It's not a question. They don't care what anyone thinks. They just do what God calls them to do, and they yield to that. And that's it. And that's where you want to be. You want to be at a point where you have accountability. They're there to walk with you to make sure you're on track, but you yourself know and hear God for yourself and are walking in that. Because let me tell you something. Noah heard God, but the rest of the people didn't. Why is that? Why is that? Why is that that we think about it as, oh, yeah, God chose Noah. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. But there's a reason why. Because no one else had what? Had what? Had real fruit. Had real relationship. Their actions pleased God. So what actions do you have? What fruit do you have that's pleasing God? That's doing the right thing? That's walking in the right path? When you have a firm foundation, you have accountability, you have iron sharpens iron, that's where it's at. So I'm going to leave you guys with just accountability. Make sure that the outside accountability is on fire for the Lord. Make sure you're on fire for the Lord. All right. This is Daniel out of Motivation. Your mentality creates your reality. Y'all take care. Keep your head up. Stay accountable. Stay in the word. Later.